from 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there, who is it, stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling. Or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me a scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Most certainly I'm not. I'm beginning to share some characteristics with him though as time marches on, and in actual fact, I'm pretty convinced I met him at 6 o'clock in the morning once in a cafe in Manchester. I'll tell you more about that in a while. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Pre-recorded in my little house here in North Manchester, where it's a beautiful, crystal clear, sunny day. Let's see what that sounds like. The birdies are enjoying it. Frost on all the roofs. And I can see into neighbours' gardens that I can't normally because there isn't a leaf on a tree. There's two vapour trails across the sky, both at strange angles. They've either had a near collision, or they're just enjoying darting around the heavens like swallows. Anyway. Yeah, made in this room in North Manchester as always. However, this week's edition of The Finest Hour, this Christmas special, will be going out before Christmas Day on Six Music, and just to let Radio 2 listeners know what they've been missing for the last 5 years, it's going out on Radio 2 as well, just after Christmas. So the programme straddling Christmas this year, like the Colossus of Rhodes with baubles. There's an image for you. That was That You Santa Claus from Louis Armstrong. Wonderful. I'm not going to be playing purely Christmas music because some of you might be sick of it, but I have got some great stuff. I will be playing mainly positive music, and I'll be playing music that I think is as Christmases, they come without actually being about Christmas itself. For instance, I'll be playing tunes like this next one by Johnny Mercer. I was first turned on to this tune and many others by the soundtrack from The Singing Detective, which was the amazing Dennis Potter screenplay from many moons ago. It also gave me the name of my band, Elbow. That's from dialogue from The Singing Detective. But I can't thank it for that. Yeah, my time over. We might be called something better. Anyway, here he is, Johnny Mercer. This was written by Mercer and Arlen, and it's Accentuate the Positive.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark,
what did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No.
You got to accentuate the positive,
yes.
I need the negative and latch
on
to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Johnny Mercer and Accentuate the Positive. All right. I moved my hi-fi around the other day. Do they still call them hi-fis? I do. I'm often berated by my missus for calling iPods Walkmans and DVDs videos. There's nicer words. Anyway, I was moving it around the other day. Elbow's broken up for Christmas, indeed for a few months. We're having some time apart from each other. And one of the first things I did with my pottering time was move my hi-fi around. It feels like I do it every year. But what it means is sort of stacking on my vinyl carefully again. And I put this next tune on a whim, just to test my record player was working. I absolutely love this record. And modern production is so reminiscent of the period it was made in that I think it's come back into vogue, the sounds that they've used. It's John Evangelis. It's from Short Stories, and it's called Love Is. And it really is beautiful. If you can, just reach over there and turn your radio up, because it's got quite a subtle beginning, this thing.
Take heart, my good friend, your time is waiting. No thoughts of sadness, all thoughts need someone to. Of all the feelings, there's one that matters, the gift of loving. The gift of love is calling you. Oh, heart of mine, be true.
John and Vangelis and Love Is. You can buy a compilation called Chronicles, which is the best of John and Vangelis. I actually wouldn't recommend it. The music that those guys made, separately as well as together, doesn't lend itself to being compiled. John Anderson was, of course, in Yes before he did this project with Vangelis. And Vangelis was in, whatchamacallit, wasn't he? Aphrodite's Child. So they're both very, very firmly prog men. These guys made albums, really, not individual songs. So don't buy the compilation, buy short stories. There you go, there's my advice. The next tune is Paul McCartney with Diana Krall from a compilation called Christmas Rules, and this is the Christmas song. Macca's voice on this sounding really lovely and smoky. It's like he's settling into an age of his voice that really suits him. I do like it when that happens. It happened to Joni Mitchell as well. In fact, I might just have to fit that in somewhere later on, if I can. But are we in for an era, a new era of Paul McCartney singing where he really wears his stripes, he really sort of wears his age in his voice? I hope so. Diana Krall's only just flown onto my radar, despite having sold 6 million records worldwide. I have huge gaping gaps in my pop culture knowledge. Let's not forget that it was I that confused Kerry Katona with Kiri Takanoa. Anyway, she's married to Elvis Costello. I was very flattered to find out that her kids are Elbow fans, which is great. And this is a very beautiful duet. Once again, Paul McCartney and Diana Krall from the compilation Christmas Rules. This is the Christmas song. And I don't think I've said yet, Happy Christmas, everyone.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
McCartney with Diana Krall and the Christmas song.
This is what happens then, Monday to Thursday, 9 till midnight here on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Gideon Cow.
We play all manner of sessions, including Peel sessions and concerts from the music archive. And in addition to that, we play lots and lots of other records. That could include Four Brothers, The Clash, Felt, The Fall, Go Between, Aphex Twin, Gillian Welch, Hank Williams, Tom Waits, Cravats, Dexys, Hefner, Godspeed You Black Emperor, Can, Bogshed, Tim Beefheart, Upsetters, Bundu Boy, Viv Stanchel, Wilco, Mickey Newbury, Muddy Waters, Smith, Crass, Bill Wells and Adrian Moffat, Cortez, Gans, I could go on, and the best bits in between are provided by the Six Music listeners, and that's it.
Gideon Cow, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Something a bit less Christmas now. This artist is Alayla Diane. The song's called My Brambles, and it's from her second record, To Be Still. I'll recommend any of Alayla's stuff, though. Very natural, very impulsive sounding. And this song also involves a lot of repetition and a lot of mantra, which is something I'm hugely fond of in music. It comes through, I guess, in the music that I write with my band, but where did it come from? It could have come from prayer in the Catholic Church, because I was brought up a Catholic and I went to church every Sunday. Or it could be from dance music and sample culture, because I was really into that as well. I loved early hip-hop, and then I sort of fell out of love with hip-hop where around the time of gangster rap's rise. I sort of fell out with it. Came back to it years later. But then it could also be acid jazz. When I was 17 or something, I started getting into acid jazz. And through that, the Bristol scene sort of evolved and emerged. And that was Massive Attack, who came from a club scene, really. They just used... They were originally singing and rapping over other people's records. And then that developed into their own music. And these days I write with them. There you go, it's a strange world. Where this love of repetition came from, I do not know. But I love repetition, I love mantra. And if you have a song for Guy recommendation, do you see what I've done there? If you have a song for Guy recommendation, rather than a request, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Give me your mantras. guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Here's Layla Diane from To Be Still, My Brambles.
Just 2 feet, it is here that we'd roam, and your arms would be keeping me all day.
Leila Diane and My Brambles. It's great, isn't it? I told you it would be. Okay, time to dive into the BBC archive and surface clutching an audio pearl for your delectation. There's so many marvels and wonders to behold in the BBC archive. Picture it like the warehouse at the end of Indiana Jones. Anyway, David Gower on Desert Island Discs, he's got great taste in music as well as being a very interesting, multifaceted man. Here we go.
Do read Wisden. Are you interested in the records?
No, I don't pay that much attention to records. I think statistics, they keep one or two people in business.
Yeah.
They're obviously people make quite a bit of money. I mean, the Bill Frindles of this world who devote their lives to statistics and make a living out of it, good luck to them. But to me, the game really is about playing and enjoying.
Are you superstitious? Do you have lucky shoes, a particular shirt you like to wear, anything of that sort?
Well, yes, I keep changing them, though. I tend to sort of find that if it's gone well one day, I'll keep the same gear on for the next day or the next time, within reason. Mm. There are certain things you can't keep on for too long. And then when it doesn't work, then I start changing around again.
Your third record?
My third record is by Genesis. It's an album called Selling England by the Pound. And the track I've chosen is I Know What I Like in Your Wardrobe.
For lunch, when the sun beats down and I lie on the bench, I can always hear them talk.
There's always been Ethel. Jacob, wake up, we got a tiny room now. And then Mr. Lewis, isn't it time that he was out on his own?
Beats down and I lie on the bench. I can always hear them talk. Me? I'm just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Thank you.
David Gower, a Genesis freak. I mean, I'm a Genesis freak from birth. Their early stuff is like my nursery rhymes, particularly that one. And yeah, wonderful stuff. Another Desert Island Disc snippet from David Gower later in the programme. Now though, it's time for the most Christmassy record ever released that isn't actually a Christmas record. Richard Hawley, ladies and gentlemen.
Smile, no flower, no word.
My mate Richard Hawley, from Cole's Corner, that's the title track. Do you know what I mean? The most Christmassy track ever that isn't about Christmas. Do you agree? We're going to hear now from Brian Kennedy. Brian Kennedy's last few offerings, I'd say actually the last decade almost of his work, has been pretty straightforward, adult-orientated rock. He did make an extraordinary record way back though called The Great War of Words. It's a beautiful piece, and it was produced by Tim Freaks Green, who also produced the last two Talk Talk records, which are also extraordinary offerings. Musically beautiful, Brian Kennedy's voice soaring. It's just incredible. So you might think you know Brian Kennedy's work, and you might think perhaps a little too sugary for you. Well, you must listen to this record. The Great War of the Words, from that album, here is Hollow.
A deep sorrow, waiting for confidence to rise and sing. Why is it the only time the truth is said is when the bottle empties from your head? I said, tell me who decides. While honey walls conceal my complication, deceive my aim. It seems in finding where I want to be means I lose some game. Well, I'll talk to you, but when you talk to me,
when you talk to me,
can you do it? Brother using Jesus to tell where I've gone wrong. Born is the need for something greater than the need that carries on. Born are the waves of guilt, holding shadows that were built. They fall down as I talk to you, but do it true. Either other people have, or everyone I know must be hollow. For everyone I know must
hollow, hollow, hollow.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place for you to hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve and Matt gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
You get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up!
Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamacq.
Radcliffe and McConey.
High Octane, yeah. Double Act Interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Cut.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Now then. There's something wonderful about Christmas snow. The way the elements lend their decoration to the otherwise barren landscape, covering rich and poor homes alike with a blanket of sparkling white and quieting for a while the brash clatter of modern life. Introducing the wonder of a thing so natural yet so magical to a child is something countless parents have enjoyed. But to capture it in musical form is completely spellbinding when that parent is Kate Bush, sharing her unique and delightful vision of the world with her son Bertie. Snowflake is 9.5 minutes of muted beauty, with Bertie's pure treble voice floating above spare piano and percussion as he, a snowflake, drifts and swirls through the frigid air towards his mother's outstretched hands. It's slow and hypnotic, powerful in its simplicity, and a gentle reminder of the innocent pleasure and wide-eyed wonder of childhood. And why am I telling you this? Because it's nearly Christmas. I was born in a cloud.
Falling, I'll find.
can see horses. Wading through snow drifts. My broken heart. My fabulous
the world is so loud.
in a moment or two. I'll be with you.
Chosen by our weekly sage, the Beckopedia, that was Kate Bush and Snowflake. Wonderful. I mentioned earlier on that Paul McCartney's voice was settling into a new era, and it was really suiting him, and I was hoping that he was going to do more jazzy stuff, as he did with Dinah Crowell on that song we played. Someone else whose voice aged beautifully is this lady. A Case of You from the album Blue is already, in its first genesis, a very nostalgic, smoky song, but it absolutely knock out hearing her do it at this age with this much experience in a voice and with the sort of stately backing of an orchestra. From her album Both Sides Now, here's Joni Mitchell revisiting A Case of You.
Just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness was that hand. If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. And I sketched your face on it twice. Oh, you were in my blood like holy wine. Oh, and you taste so bitter, but you taste so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you. I could drink a case of you, darling. Still I'd be on my feet. I'd still be on my feet. In a box of paints, I'm frightened by the devil, and I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember remember that time that you told me. You said love is touching souls. Surely you touched my hand, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine, and you taste so bitter.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
NJE and their version of We Three Kings from the sarcastically titled compilation All Ready for the 25th. I don't know why I did it as an American then. I hope I didn't offend any of our American listeners. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This programme going out just before Christmas on 6 Music and just after Christmas on Radio 2, BBC Radio 2, everybody. Look at my reach. Yet to come in the programme, we've got a lovely tune from the Leisure Society, which I'm actually going to be covering with Mylene Class this weekend. Hey! But that's another story. We've got some more Joni Mitchell, which I've only just noticed. There's two Joni tunes in the playlist this week, but I can do what I want. I'm the Chief of Police. We've got some Jolie Holland, some Shangri-Las, a great tune from Holly and the Wolf, some Elton John, chosen by David Gower, eh? The Civil Wars, the Blue Nile, loads of stuff. It's going to be great. First of all, though, this should really put a strange tint on your Christmas. This is David Coulter playing Silent Night, and it's from that sarcastically titled compilation. Are you ready for the 25th? Wonderful, if spooky. David Coulter from All Ready for the 25th, and that was Silent Night. This next tune by the Leisure Society won them a Ivor Novello Award. It's called The Last of the Melting Snow, and by the time this broadcast comes to pass, I will have covered it with Mylene Class at a charity do in London. Isn't the world a strange thing? It's the Leisure Society, and it's called The Last of the Melting Snow. Focus on the lyrics, everyone. It's a sad but beautiful thing.
Nothing left to try. All is bad. seems an awful long way to go. As we hide ourselves in the last of the melting snow, in the last of the melting snow, in the last of the melting snow.
Great, The Leisure Society and The Last of the Melting Snow. Regular listeners to The Finest Hour will know that I love the music of Jolie Holland. If you don't know who she is, she's from America. She's incredible. She's got some amazing, amazing music in her. This is from her album Catalpa, which is my favourite of hers, a real careworn, homegrown affair of a record. As you can hear from the way that this next track so abruptly starts, actually, and ends. it's called Wandering Angus because the words are taken from the Song of Wandering Angus, the W.B. Yeats poem. Yeats is a poet very close to my heart and to that of my sweetheart, Emma Jane Unsworth. And this poem, one of my favourites of his. So twin it with my favourite musician and you've just got like a double-decker slice of love. Yeah, my words not as good as Yeats's there. Let me just read you the last verse of Wandering Angus. I won't tell you why he's wandering around. And though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands, I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands and walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon, the golden apples of the sun. Pretty amazing stuff, hey? Listen to Jolie Holland do it in the Song of Wandering Angus.
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head. I cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to
Things are done. The silver apples of the moon and the golden apples of the sun.
Isn't that gorgeous? Jolie Holland from the album Catalpa, and that was The Ballad of Wandering Angus. Beautiful. But it's party time here, isn't it? I was stunned the first time I saw the Shangri-Las to find out that they're white girls. I always assumed they were black because of the way they sound. But then I found out that James Brown thought they were black too. So I don't feel quite so daft. This is Sophisticated Boom Boom. It's got some pretty good advice in it. And also, the ocarina sounding solo at the end of the tune is one of the girls' voice. Can you believe that?
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When, from out of nowhere, came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there?
No, over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I opened up the door, and much to my surprise, the girls were wearing formals, and the boys were wearing ties. And I feel that I should mention that the band was at attention. They just stood there all so neat while they played their swinging beat. So I grabbed this little boy who came strutting across the room. I said, "What's that?" And he said,
"Sophisticated boom boom."
It's been long overdue. Sophisticated boom boom. We've been needing something new. Sophisticated boom boom.
Now stand up straight and tall, like your back's against the wall. Take two steps forward and shake your hips. Boom, boom.
Shangri-Las and Sophisticated Boom Boom. That was her voice. Do you know, I'll tell you who else who can sing like that. My friend Jessica Hoop. Jessica also deps for this programme when I'm busy with elbow business, which isn't too often. I'm more often than managed to take my programme with me wherever I go. But yeah, Jessica Hoop fills in for me. Jimmy Goodwin fills in with me. Quite often Mike Joyce from the Smiths as well. So part of the extended, beautiful crew of Six Music there. This next one is from Holly and the Wolf. It's called Marzipan Reindeer, and I get the feeling that the songwriter's ex-partner was a bit of a humbugger.
You always hated Christmas, yeah, you could not abide all that festive frivolousness, etch you up inside. Never did see the point of a tree, all those little lights twinkling. Yet you epitomize humbuggery, meanwhile spirits sinking, sinking. Oh, ho, ho, this year you're not here to dampen my Christmas cheer. On choirs and angels and snow and sleigh bells and the biggest. Pants, 'cause there's no one to please but me, but me. You always hated Christmas, well, that's what you told me.
Holly and the Wolf and Marzipan Reindeer, and I reckon there's people up and down the country, if not around the globe, identify with the sentiment of that one right now.
Do you know what? It kind of is all I do. I'm quite good at finding records.
This is Tom Ravenscroft.
My ears are constantly open to everything all the time, like most people's eyes are, I guess. I can't understand how anybody can say they don't like a certain genre. There has to be a noise in every genre which people like a bit of. When I find a record I love, I'll listen to it over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like a child, listening to records like a child would. There's a lot of records which, you know, it might be a bit strange. The Six Music audience seem quite happy to take it and kind of make their own minds up on things, and I think that's quite a rare and lovely thing.
Tom Ravenscroft. Tonight from 7 on BBC Radio. Radio 6.
Music.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
This next song needs no introduction, but let's get one anyway from the great man himself.
There's a zillion people dug that tune the way I did it when I felt it. Because it's so much in Wonderful World that brings me back to my neighborhood where I live in Corona, New York. Of course, Long Island, everybody know where that is. And Lucille and I, ever since we married, we've been right there in that block, and everybody keeps their little homes up like we do. And it's just like one big family. I saw 3 generations come up in that block. And they're all with their children, grandchildren. They come back to see Uncle Satchmo and Aunt Lucille. So that's why I can say, I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I can look at all them kids' faces. And I got pictures of them when they was 5, 6, and 7 years old. So when they handed me this Wonderful World, I didn't look no further. That was it. And the music with it. So you can see from the expression, them people dug it. That's really, it is a wonderful world. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah.
Uncle Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, with Wonderful World, with a beautiful intro from, yes, you guessed it, the BBC Archive. Let's have another one now from David Gower on his edition of Desert Island Discs.
Now, this changeover from being a university student to a professional cricketer, a very junior professional cricketer, was there a living wage in it?
Yes, there was for me, really. I was in the lucky position, I suppose, of being able to be supported by my parents. They were wealthy enough to look after me, and I was living at home then anyway. And what I picked up, I think, that first year after university was probably about £2,000 or £3,000 for the summer. That was my contract fee. It might have been slightly less, actually, because I wasn't there all the time.
Just about enough to live on. So what happened in the winter?
Well, that following winter, I stayed in Leicester and worked with Bostick. And they supplied me with, again, more pocket money.
Yes.
Well, that was good experience, actually.
What sort of job did they give you?
Various jobs, actually, from printing labels to driving a van to stacking tins in a warehouse.
You didn't want to go into industry after that?
Not quite at that level. I think that was another incentive to play cricket well.
So you were just a part-timer in the sticky business. Let's have your second record. What's that?
Right, we've changed atmosphere a bit from the first one. We've now gone to Elton John and a track off his album Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. And the track is, in fact, the title track, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Elton John and Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. All them tunes were written in a day, often. Did you know that? That makes me want to well, be Elton John. That was David Gower choosing that song on his edition of Desert Island Disc, which I think is the greatest interview format in the world. One of my favourites, if you're going to have a look at the BBC online archive, because you can listen to loads and loads of episodes of it, one of the best I found was Joanna Lumley's. She's got a beautiful voice to listen to. She's just so classy and so funny and warm. But the best thing about it was she took the premise of the programme so seriously. You could tell she was really getting into the premise of being trapped on a desert island. What a wonderful lady. We once saw her, actually. The band were driving past Joanna Lumley on our way to do a radio session. And my tour manager, Tom Piper, is what you would probably call a cheeky chappy. And he saw her and he went, "There's Joanna Lumley." And he leaned over and he beeped the driver's horn. It was a hot day, and although we had blacked out windows like the A-team in the van, the sunroof was open, and she saw Tom in the front, and we all cheered because she looked so fantastic walking down the road near Leicester Square there, and she gave us all a really lovely wave and a smile, and a cheer went up. What a great thing that was. Makes your day if Joanna Lumley waves and smiles at you. Take it from me. This is Calexico and Green Grows the Holiday. Green Grows the Holly. from a compilation called Christmas Rules. And I love Calexico and I love Christmas, so what's not to love?
Green grows the holly and so does the ivy. Through the winter winds blow never so high. Green grows the holly, gay are the flowers, hedgerows and the plough hands. The days grow long, longer in the sun. So soft fall the showers. Full gold the harvest and grain for your labor with God. Fast fall the shed leaves, rusted and yellow, but resting buds will smile and say, we're swung the dead God of love can never die, and hope says a holly, oh.
so does the ivy.
Calexico and Green Grows the Holly from Christmas Rules. Let's have another one from that compilation straight away. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Who did? The Civil Wars did. Isn't it? The Civil Wars and I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. The Blue Nile are remastering all their records. This is the Downtown Lights from Hats. If you don't own this record, you need to go and get it quick.
Sometimes I walk away.
Not everybody loves Christmas, so I'm going to throw one in now that's nothing to do with the season or its sentiment. This beautiful thing was on the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack, but it's not one of the ones that's often celebrated from it. This very simple, very beautiful little piece is Chris Thomas King singing Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.
Hard time, yeah, never, where you go, has it harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting from door to door, can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you had money, you better be sure, these hard times will drive you from door to door.
Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
Turned into a complete guitar anorak today.
Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, cold getting dumb, I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music-loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Chris Hoss from Console Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Joni Mitchell again, everyone. Let's have a polite round of applause. This one starts Christmassy and starts blue. This is River.
I had a river I could skate away on. But it don't snow here, it stays pretty green. I'm gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna quit this crazy scene. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I made my baby cry. He tried hard to help me, you know. He put me at ease, and he loved me so not. He made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle. I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to fly. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away. Putting up reindeer, singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Thank you.
all we have time for another week. Thank you for listening to The Finest Hour, especially those of you who haven't before. Thanks to everyone at Radio 2, of course, but our own dear Michelle, Peter, Beccapedia, everybody who helps me put the programme together at Media City Salford. Thanks to everyone who sent in Song for Guy recommendations, and thank you for listening. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy Christmas, everyone.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now.
It's Don Letts.
All transmitters to full. All receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
Yes, people. This is Don Letts, and tonight it's all about Joe Strummer as we mark the 10th year of his passing with a Culture Clash celebration of his life.
All right, everybody. Once again, we're tuning in to the best tunes we can find anywhere in the world, at any time, any place. Now we'd like to let rip on a whole different tip.
Now, this is not going to be a history lesson or even a comprehensive guide. This is just a slice of the man, his music and his taste. And there'll be a few tales along the way. In the first hour, you'll be hearing from the likes of The Rulers, The 101ers, Prince Jasbo, and of course, Nuff Clash. In the second, we'll take in Joe's solo years, with the Latino Rockabilly War and the Mescaleros, not to mention some examples of tunes inspired by the great man himself. So for the next 2 hours, I want you to kick back, relax, and reflect.
Now we're going to turn over the controls of the tower here to the great originator, Mr. Uroy. Let it roll!
Guys may put you down.
three Jamaican DJs Joe loved, the others being iRoy and Big Youth. That was uRoy's Wear You to the Ball. You know, there's a popular misconception that I turned all the punks onto reggae, but Joe was hip long before he met the Don. Here's his first single with his very first band, the 101ers, who incidentally made their live debut in the Telegraph pub in Brixton. This is Keys to Your Heart, released in 1974 on Chiswick Records.